Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Françoise on this beautiful Sunday. We want to welcome everyone around the world. Of course, we are streaming live. You go to our free phone app, Money Radio. We have our listeners in Arizona, and we have them all over. So, again, welcome to the show. Now, for those of you who don't know, we start at 11 a.m. here in the Coachella Valley. For the first hour is a local event show. And then we switch into travel in the second hour of the show. In the first hour of the show, we had Armin Badzak on. He is the general manager at Coachella Valley Volkswagen, who is the official transportation provider of Traveling with Françoise. Joining us in the boardroom, as always, is Sean Flanagan. Sean.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Yeah. I'm in a mood for another donut.
Oh, I stuffed him in the other room to you know, out of sight, out of mind.
I know.
But I can check on them for you.
I was sitting there thinking about it. I had a donut this morning for Swiss Donuts. I have one on a weekend now. I've cut no donuts during the week, but on the weekend I do. And all of a sudden I'm sitting here, because it's around 12-something here in the Coachella Valley, and I'm thinking I could do for another donut.
Do for that sugar fix.
Yeah, I mean, but I like you. I don't show my way. So, all right, today's show we have Greg Purdy joining us from the Palm Springs Aerial Tramway. Again, the largest rotating tram car in the world right here in our very Coachella Valley. We are presented by Indian Ridge Country Club in Palm Desert, off of Country Club right there. In fact, they had their pickleball, champion pickleball players on live television. Goes to show you a sport that kind of started out in the backyard of who knows where is now taking the country by storm, pickleball. It is really fun, though.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's very energetic, and it's tighter than tennis, and that means you're not running all over the court, but it's really good for you. So I do a little bit, but not that much. So anyway, so what do we do? We have, quite a bit of travel news to talk about. Yesterday I was on KESQ Channel 3. We talked about going to Catalina on the Catalina Express birthday promotion. You go take a friend, buy one adult, and the birthday person goes for free. But the fun part is once you get to the island, too, they have all these little specials for birthday people. And you get little gifts at some places, and you probably get discounts in lodging if you want to stay. Your birthday round trip is good for, I think, a month. You can go and stay and then come back when you want. So check it out through the Catalina Express. They do a great job over there. And you're in Catalina in about, 45 minutes? Yeah. That's it.
Can't beat it.
You can't beat it because it's perfect amount of time. Because if you spend 2 hours on a boat both ways,
right,
that's a long time.
Yeah.
That cuts out of your time on the island, and especially if you're just going for the day. So, no, that is a really good thing. All right, Traveling with Françoise, our episode number 5 is out and airing. I'm going to shoot episode number 6 next week. I'll give you a heads up on that. I'm going to the California Science Center. And that's about all I'm going to tell you. But this past episode has, we go to Lake Henshaw, the Mount Palomar Observatory. We go to a restaurant up in the mountains somewhere, all vegan, and getting great response from you. You guys are really enjoying it. You said, I'm taking you places that you didn't know were even out there, and makes you want to go. And that's what it's all about. So definitely Thursdays at noon on Fox 11 and Friday mornings at 5:30 a.m. on Fox 11 as well. And each week, right now, we'll air this episode for about another week or so, and then we'll switch it up and another new. That'll be, before you know it, episode 6. I'm working on episode 7. I have a stuff guy with video. I was just hired by a state park to shoot a video for them for their visitor center. Once this contract is signed, I'll tell you who.
Wow.
So, yeah, I just saw all these things are happening. A lot of good stuff. But I enjoy what I do. So that makes all the difference in the world.
That's why you can be as busy as you are.
Yeah.
You have to enjoy it to be as busy as
right.
you are.
If you don't enjoy, who was I talking to? I don't remember who I was even talking to the other day, but we said that. This person is just as busy as I am, but in different areas, and they love what they do, and sometimes it gets a little overwhelming.
Yeah.
There are nights when I can't sleep because right. I'm thinking about all these different things and how I make sure all my sponsors are taken care of. And this is fresh and new for our listeners out there. I always want you, my fans, to enjoy the shows, make them better each time. So sometimes there's sleepless moments.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But then when it all falls together, it feels
It's even
good.
Better for you. Yeah.
Yeah. It feels good. We had an email from Gina. Doug and Gina have been listening for a long time. They used to show an agility. I don't know, Sean. Have you met Gina? Did you? I think she came in one time and brought something for...
I'm not sure.
Tierna. I think you met her. But they have 3 Shelties, and they showed their dogs for a long time. And last week when we were talking, we had Mother on the air. for Mother's Day, and John Monahan was here. We were talking about traffic and and driving, getting from point A to point B. How long it took for him to get out of Dodger Stadium.
Right.
For the Billy Joel,
yeah.
So Gina says, good morning, Francoise. It was fun listening to your mother yesterday, a lovely person. Also had to agree with John about the time it takes to travel from point A to point B in Los Angeles. Going to dog shows for 14 years, we always allowed plenty of time. Driving from here to Moor Park takes 3 hours, and with only one potty stop, which is 15 minutes. So surprised to hear that he lives in L.A. County as well, and he does a lot of driving. But John pretty much drives at his own time,
right.
And I know a lot of times he'll leave in the evening to go up there when he knows there's no traffic and not do it. So if you have the luxury of doing that, well, then it's a good thing. But if you don't, I don't know how the people can do it. She said, we trained in Yucaipa, and that was a 50-minute drive. The trainer lived about 10 miles off the highway in the foothills, a beautiful area. But that can be sometimes very, disheartening. That can take away from a trip when you're stuck in traffic. Yeah. But what are you going to do, too? You have to get somewhere.
Yeah, there's nothing you can do.
Yeah, what are you going to do? Going to L.A. on Tuesday, I don't have to be anywhere in L.A. at a certain time. I try to do that on purpose.
Right.
So the next day I have to be somewhere at a certain time, but I'm going to be close, a couple miles away.
Well, that's what I'm trying to put together for me and Jasmine. Actually, I'm thinking about taking her to my mom's for the summer.
Mm-hmm.
But I told her what we'll do is we'll just, because I like to drive straight through. I don't like to stop or any of that. I told her what we'll do is we'll kind of make a road trip out of it.
Yeah.
And, plan to stop for, at a couple nights or whatever and just see what we can find on the I-5, I guess.
Yeah, and that's Oregon, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so, we'll go into Washington, but yeah.
Into Washington. Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah. No, I think if you can make some fun out of it, and you can always hurry back home on your way home.
Right.
But going, stop at some of these quirky, that's what I like to do, is stop at the quirky places. I remember, and I still remember this, I was going to Temecula, and I went up the back way, and I think it was to Winchester, but it wasn't. I went up. We're Idlewild up in the mountains and cut through that back way. Is it 76 or 9 or whatever? I was just up there the other day, but I went the other direction. But I'll never forget there was this gigantic white Bigfoot is what I called it. This humongous statue in front of this little tiny store.
Really?
I parked across the street and took pictures of this darn thing because I have never seen anything like it anywhere.
Too funny.
And stuff like that's fun.
Yeah, I like stuff like that too. And I know that Jasmine does as well. So
yeah, you get a story. I didn't have time to go in but I sat there. I should have by the time I sat there and looked at that darn thing. I said, that is a tourist attraction right there. So anyway. And speaking of tourist attractions, Grauman's Chinese Theater. 90 years they've been around.
Wow.
I know. Although I'm looking at all the hands of cement there. It says the King Kong made his cinematic debut there in 1933. There was a yellow brick carpet when The Wizard of Oz premiered in 1939. George Lucas brought R2-D2 and C-3PO, I don't know.
C-3PO.
Thank you. Obviously, I don't know what Star Wars. Along for the premiere of Star Wars in 1977, it's still around. It's now known as the TCL Chinese Theater, but they are going to be celebrating 90 years. So,
wow.
So much history there. Jeez. And it's funny how people, they walk all over all these, the sand, not sand, and cement, the hands in cement there. And then everybody wants to put down and put their hands in them after people have been walking over them all day long. But get their picture in front of them. That's a big thing to get your picture in front. So it says here, to Sid, the Prince of Hollywood, Edward L. Robinson. I'm looking at some of these on here. Raquel Welch. So many famous people. So anyway, very, very exciting. So 90 years. Maybe, I don't know if I have a chance, so I'm over there this week. Well, go by the Chinese Theater. I don't think they should have changed the name, though. To TCL? Chinese Theater? Why wouldn't you leave it to Grauman's? Anyway. All right. On the show today, we have a $25 gift certificate to Johannes Restaurant in Palm Springs, but only to someone who has never won on the show. There you go. And I want to talk a little bit about the Nashville trip. Yes, there are only two spots left that I know of on our 4-day trip to Nashville that's going to be televised for Traveling with Francoise, the travel show. All right. I thought I would show people what it's like to go on an organized tour. So this trip is August 18th through 21st. ACT Adult Customized Tours are the ones that put it all together. Myself and cameraman Steve, we'll be going to film like I say, just we're going to start at the meeting. I decided we're going to start at the orientation meeting. They have a meeting. We're going to start there. We'll do a little bit on our getting there. And then Nashville, we'll be filming in Nashville. So if you would like to go and be part of that, they have a couple seats left. Call 760-322-1247. It is $995 per person. That includes Coachella Valley transfers to LAX. We're flying nonstop to Nashville on Delta. Accommodations at the Fairfield Inn and Suites at Opryland. Daily hot buffet breakfast. Saturday night at the Grand Ole Opry. Orchestra and front mezzanine seats. We will be there for the eclipse, the historic solar eclipse on August 21st. And then we head on home. We're back here. And then the bus brings us back to the Coachella Valley. It's going to be a lot of fun. Call them to reserve your spot. I don't think there's a deposit needed at this point yet. They take care of all that. I don't do any of that. But again, it's August 18th through 21st, 4 days in Nashville, Tennessee. I've never been. I'm really excited. Sean, you drove through or something? Didn't you drive through?
No, I'm not sure.
Oh, I thought you drove through. I know.
No, I drove through a lot of places. I was just saying it didn't qualify me to claim to have been to any of them.
As being there, yeah, as a drive through. We need to come up a name. Drive through? I don't know. And count. Maybe if you stop, though, for 2 hours, that might count. I'm not sure.
I mean, it depends on where you're stopping.
Yeah. If you stop at a gas station, probably not.
Right.
So, all right. On that note, we're going to step aside. When we come back, we have some industry news to talk about, and then Greg Purdy will be joining us from the Palm Springs Aerial Tramway. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio. Welcome back to the show, everyone. Great to have you with us today on Traveling with Francoise. Now, next weekend, just giving you a quick heads up, we are taking the weekend off, but I already have some shows already scheduled to play. So I will be on the air, but it'll just be, for some of you, a repeat. For others of you just new to the show, well, it will be something new. And speaking of new to the show, you don't have to be new, but you have never won anything on the show before. I have a $25 gift certificate to Johannes Restaurant in Palm Springs. If you would like to win that, 760-440-8255. That's 760-440-8255. Call us here at the station. Sean will answer the phone again, though. I really want this for someone who has never won on the show before. Pick up the phone. Make that phone call. Don't be shy. And if you don't want to be on the air, I'm going to leave that up to Sean. We don't put people on the air if they don't want to. 760-440-8255 for a $25 gift certificate to Johannes Restaurant in Palm Springs. All right, this segment is brought to you by the Braille Institute in Rancho Mirage, offering free programs and services for seniors and others living with vision loss due to macular degeneration, glaucoma, and other conditions. They offer free one-on-one appointments with low vision consultants who can assist with ordering adaptive products such as magnifiers, sunglasses, large print items, and more. Their audio library offers over 100,000 titles on digital audio and is free to those with vision loss and other physical disabilities. So again, take advantage of the Braille Institute in Rancho Mirage. Give them a call at 760-321-1111. They are located on Ramon Road. All right, here is some news on short-term rentals. Yes, Palm Springs officials on Monday announced a vacation rental hotline for residents to report disturbances and other issues stemming from the city's numerous short-term rental properties. The number of city's vacation rentals compliance office is, the number for that is 760-322-8383. That's 322-8383. Residents can use a hotline to report ongoing disturbances at short-term rentals, but only in non-emergency situations. The city requests that all non-emergency rental disturbances be reported to the hotline and not the Palm Springs Police Department. Okay, so if it's a disturbance that, well, see, that's all a matter of opinion.
Yeah.
On what's a emergency disturbance or just really annoying disturbance.
And I think that that's going to be the tough part of trying to manage that.
Yeah, so they report it to this hotline. But what happens? I don't know if anything happens.
I'm sure code enforcement will start trying to get involved. That's what that's what they're trying to do. They want to drive money.
Yeah.
You know, they can go and... Like, I know Cathedral City just passed a bunch of different stuff. It's, you know, how many cars can be in front of the house and during what hours. And, mm-hmm. Yeah, it's, they're doing too much.
Again, they would make their most money if they would just go and get tough on the people using handicap stickers
right.
or placards in spots that aren't handicapped.
Yeah.
I see it all the time. And it's young people that are using their parents' hand. They drive them around. They have it in the car, and they park, and they just think, oh, it's okay.
Yep.
And they'd make a fortune off of that. And some people are probably going, thanks, Francois. But it's the truth. It's the truth. Anyway, so I don't know. This here, if it's... I don't know. If you're really disturbed, though, I would say just call the police so they'll come out.
I think that's what a lot of people are still going to do. Because even... I think what the city can do as far as that hotline goes, I don't know if it's going to be immediate. So people are going to have this feeling that the city's not doing anything. This hotline's not doing anything. Right. Whether it's doing something or not, I think that will be the perception of it. Mm-hmm. And so they'll just start calling the police.
Because usually when you are that annoyed from a vacation rental, you are that upset to call anyone. It's because a lot of things are going on.
Right. And you want something to happen about it right then, right there. Yeah.
Not somebody later to send in.
Right.
And the renters are gone by then.
Right.
So, vacation rentals, it's the way of the world there. Vacation rentals around the world, folks. It's not going to change now because it's already become such a huge business. But they're still trying to figure out how to maintain it all. Also in Palm Springs, voters may have the chance to vote on vacation rentals. A group calling itself Palm Springs Neighbors for Neighborhoods also... PSN4N has filed an initiative with the city to gather enough signatures to place the issue on the ballot. The group wants voters to decide whether short-term rentals should be allowed in single-family residential neighborhoods.
Because I haven't seen the negative side of it. I have never, I've never had, a neighbor that was renting the place and it was loud. But I do know that when I stayed for a while with my grandmother in Palm Desert Country Club. Palm Desert Resorter, I think it was called. And there were times I remember when I was a kid that there were people over there and they were partying for whatever reason. They were just kind of hanging out and it gets loud, but then they go away. I think that if you can't handle that much stress for one evening, there might be some deeper rooted issues going on.
Yeah, because you're going to have parties. Most people do at some point have people over their home.
I had my neighbor behind me had a party until about 2 o'clock in the morning yesterday.
Yeah, right. Now, if it happened every single night, even when we travel, think about it. When we're in hotels and stuff, paying a lot of money for hotels, people are slamming the doors.
Yep.
They're yelling in the hallways, which I don't understand any of
that. I don't either.
That drives me crazy that they slam the doors and yell in the hallways if they're the only people there.
Right.
But it happens, so we don't call anybody. We don't really say anything. It's really a tricky subject. I think there we go. We're going to start cracking down. We're going to get a hotel force. I'm going to start one.
The only thing with security, the hotel, though, is you're at the hotel, whereas people have this different feeling when they're at home.
Yeah.
It's when you're in your own home and you're going, there's just a different feeling about what's around you.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. Well, talking about feelings of what's around us, how about paparazzi now? Celebrities. Paparazzi at LAX, they have a new facility open called Private Suite. It opened. It's an exclusive entrance, one-on-one security screening, and plush lounges. It is for the privileged who can afford the use of this. The terminal is available to anyone who can afford fees up to $4,000 for a single flight.
Wow.
Which, think about it, a lot of celebrities do like to be seen at the airport.
Yeah.
That's just more publicity for them. So I don't see the celebrities so much using this. Maybe once in a while, but not on a regular basis. Maybe the high-end... city official. Well, no, they can't use city mic for that. Boy, I don't know. Corporate presidents. I'm not sure. I'm sure people will use it. It says private suite officials estimate the typical LAX passenger takes 2,200 steps from the car seat to the plane seat. For those who pay for the pampering, it's a mere 70 footsteps, according to the service. So they broke it down into footsteps. Access again to the private suite is available for a fee of $3,500 for each domestic flight or $4,000 for each international flight. That covers up to four passengers. Those who purchase an annual membership for $7,500 would get a discount of about $1,000 per flight. But I'm wondering, I think that's only on this end because private terminals can also be found at international airports in Dubai, Munich, Zurich, and other cities. So would it be worth it for you to pay one way? I don't know.
It does seem weird to not have it happen on, it needs to be end
trip.
To end.
Right, a round trip private experience. Says the company said the terminal has created 125 new jobs and will generate $35 million in revenue for the airport over the next 9 years. That's a lot. And for those going to Zion National Park, the road's open. There's a road, the main road through Zion National Park in Utah has reopened despite a stream of sand and debris that continues to fall. If you look at the picture, it looks like a waterfall, but it's not water. It's dirt and debris.
Really?
Coming over the edge of this cliff. It says the park said Saturday that they're reopening the Zion Mount Carmel Highway after closing it the day before over safety concerns. That barriers have been installed to contain any of the falling debris, but the officials say it is unlikely for it to even hit the roadway. The debris have been falling continuously near the west tunnel entrance on the highway. Park officials and specialists known as hazard geologists from the Utah Geological Survey have assessed and evaluated the area. So the Zion Mount Carmel Highway connects State Route 9 between Springdale and Mount Carmel Junction. So that's quite a fall to be looking up thinking it's water, and it's not. It is dirt and debris.
That's crazy.
And the dust floating in the air really is something to see. So now it's another tourist attraction. And Delta Airlines, real quick, a new age technology that will identify passengers by scanning their faces is set for test this summer at a major U.S. airport. Delta will use facial recognition technology as it tests new self-service bag drop stations at its second busiest hub in Minnesota. And I think John just went to Minnesota. I have to find out if they use that. But what a why. I mean, your face, pretty tough for someone to copy that.
Yeah, but then your face is also in a database with your name.
Yeah, but we're also all over every camera in the world when we go somewhere. So there you go. What's the difference? I don't know. All right. On that note, we are going to step aside. When we come back, Greg Purdy joins us. We're going to talk about the world's largest rotating tram car right here in our Coachella Valley, the Palm Springs Aerial Tramway. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You are listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio, 1200 AM and the new 100.9 FM in Arizona. We are also AM as well. We are podcast streaming live. We have a free phone app. You can catch us all over the place. Same as you can catch this guy that I see at every event in town. And that is Greg Purdy. Hi, Greg.
Good morning. I haven't been here since 2014.
It has been. I was telling Sean, I don't know why it has been so long. Since you've been on the show.
That was the last time I had a donut.
Oh,
and actually, you still have a box of them in
of
there.
Course.
So I'm on a sugar rush right now, so hopefully I don't talk too fast.
Well, no. You know, you go to a lot of events. You're all over the place. You've been with the Palm Springs Aerial Tramway now. How long?
3 years.
Three years.
I left the Follies on a Friday in June, in May, and I started at June 2nd at the tram.
Wow.
So it was a lovely transition to go from one signature attraction to another.
Very nice fit. And you know, the Baronis, obviously, we see them at a lot of events. And I just bring this up quickly because the donut, she actually, you know, Karen wears these fabulous outfits. She wore an outfit. She made a dress special for the show that was covered with donuts. Yeah, the material was donuts. So there you go. I'm becoming famous for donuts.
That will be my new summer shirt.
I'll
find the fabric.
All right. Well, I talk about the tram all the time. You have so many things going up there. Of course, it's such a huge tourist attraction here in the Coachella Valley, but it's also a huge attraction for our locals. That's what it's so interesting about the tram, because thanks to the folks at the tram, I have been giving away tram passes for 10 years or so. But I hear this all the time when I talk to people about the tram, especially locals. No, Francoise, I haven't been, but I'm going to go. Is that the weirdest darn thing?
My coworker's father is, 70 years old, and he's lived out here since a teenager, and his first trip on the tram was about 2 years ago. So he had lived here 50 years.
It's fascinating because that is really, frankly, one of the first things that visitors do when we have our international visitors.
Yes.
12 million, 13 million visitors last year here to the Coachella Valley. The tram, the Palm Springs Aerial Tramway, is number one on their list. They want it because it is the largest, world's largest rotating tram car, which goes very slow. I've had to explain that a lot of times, though. They're worried that it just, spins around. No.
We had somebody come up to the tram, and actually jumping ahead here, but Riff Markowitz was the MC of an event we had up there recently, and he introduced the audience to the audience. He said, "Have you been on these cars since it started spinning?" He said, "Now you throw up going halfway up rather than once you get to the top."
Oh, no. They go so slow. It's two and a half times in 10 minutes.
So they turn very, very slowly.
Is that it? Who measures these things? Anyway, it's very, very... And the windows
the
are
Swiss.
Open. Yeah,
the Swiss do.
Which I like very much that the windows are open because I like the fresh air because I'm going up. And it's I say this every week, 30 degrees cooler up there at the top. So you were up there this morning?
Yes, we had actually... The Public Relations Society of America is having their travel and tourism conference in town starting tonight, actually.
Yeah.
So they had a special seminar today on doing... iPhone videos.
Oh.
So it's an all-day seminar up there, so went up there. And it was just amazing. I don't usually go up early on the weekends. I was amazed at the number of backpackers and campers coming down with me, like at 10 in the morning. They just spent the whole weekend up there. And then this whole bouldering craze. Did you know anything about bouldering?
Bouldering, no.
They put these huge mattresses on their back to carry up, and then they go find rocks and put these pads down, and they're called crash pads, and then they... fall on them, I guess, or they're there in case they fall. I mean, it's like climbing with, you know, with your fingers through these rocks, and I mean by the hundreds. So bouldering has become a real big...
So they're rock climbing with a pad on their back in case they fall.
No, the pad is on the ground.
Oh,
in once case they once they find their rock.
Oh.
And it's called bouldering. I didn't even know about it until I went to work there.
I didn't know either. I guess we need a video. We need to show somebody what bouldering is all about. Interesting. Well, always things are happening up there at the tram. You learn something all the time. Now, you were talking about people that have been up there camping. And, you know, as much as we talk about it, sometimes things just don't stink in. Mm-hmm. But you do have camping.
10 campgrounds up there. And it's through the state park where the entrance to the Mount San Jacinto State Park and Wilderness. Mm-hmm. They're primitive campgrounds. They don't have running water and that sort of thing.
Right.
But, you know, adventure is one of the growth areas in the tourism industry. It has been identified by our Convention Visitors Bureau. And both whether you're a boomer or a millennial or a Z or whatever, it seems to be a really popular thing, and we're just fortunate that the tram is a easy gateway to 50 miles of incredible state forest wilderness. And right now, oh my gosh, with the spring, the water we've had,
right,
the streams are all back, and the lakes and wildflowers will be. The wildflowers up there bloom like a month or two after they do down here.
Oh, probably because it needs the heat. Mm-hmm. It's not as warm up there.
Right? Yeah. Squirrels are out. You know, we had that freak snow 2 weeks ago.
Yes, that's
and,
something.
And, you know, I was up there and the squirrels were all going, wait, we're supposed to be in hibernation for this. So.
Yeah, I'm confused. So the hiking, again, hiking is beautiful. You have people that go on a regular basis that hike up there at the top of the tram. I could say weekly they have the hiking up there. And we're talking about the snow that's melted. You probably have a little bit left
patches.
In some
up
patches.
Up on the higher elevations near the peak, there's a couple feet of, but it can get kind of icy, so people need to take their micro spikes or whatever if they're going up there. And check with the ranger station also.
Right.
We're very, very conscious of safety, hiker safety, and there's some trails up there that people are, you know, sometimes we think we're stronger than we are, so so then the helicopters and the search and rescue, who are wonderful, show up and rescue folks.
Yeah, they must get frustrated sometimes saying, what were you thinking to themselves? Even though they don't say it to the people, I know they were thinking that. But there is, again, so much up there to do. You have the picnic tables. Mm-hmm. You have the restaurants. You have down below, you have the lobby, the waiting area. Mm-hmm. You have the museum up at the top.
Yes, and we have actually a new museum. I haven't done a press release on that. I probably should. Down at the bottom, there's the Tram History Museum, which just opened 2 or 3 weeks ago, which shows videos and displays of how it was all built. But back up to the top of the mountain, yes, there's something for everyone. You don't have to be a hiker. You can enjoy the people come in high heels and sparkles for a fancy dinner,
exactly,
or they come in backpacks and hiking boots for a walk. And it's so depending upon the time of the year, it's just a wonderful escape.
And a lot of marriage proposals up there.
Yes, yeah. I know. A wedding. A minister showed up the other day, and I went, oh, okay, was this scheduled? And they said, no. I said, oh, fine. I mean, just don't expect us to throw confetti.
Right.
Actually, it's illegal. We can't throw confetti.
Okay.
But maybe rice, maybe the
maybe.
Well,
that's
like
right, because the bird's going to eat the rice. But it's such a beautiful shot, because every time I've been up there, it seems like there has been somebody down on their knee proposing to the love of their life with that beautiful background. Of course, they have everyone taking pictures. I don't know how spontaneous it is, but they do that. No, there's a lot of spontaneity. But so you have, and we have a lot of things we want to talk about. Summer Pass coming up.
Yes.
Such a great, great deal. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about the Summer Pass.
Well, it's $80 for adults, $40 for children. They went on sale May 1st, and they're good through August 31st, and you can use it every single day if you want.
Incredible.
Plus, you get 10% off of food and then 10% off of additional riders.
Okay.
It's a great deal. And people, it's not just the Coachella Valley residents. Actually, people all over Southern California buy the Summer Pass. Because we're a great, whether it's an overnight or it's just a day trip, we're a great place. And since we're an affordable attraction.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our ticket price is practically the price of parking at Disneyland. So, you know, it's we're so happy to welcome families and extended families. And the Summer Pass is just a way for the hardcores to really have an inexpensive summer.
Well, and for kids that have never been up the mountains. Mm-hmm. They don't have to leave the desert to go to the top of a mountain and see pine trees and squirrels and what it's like to be in a mountain setting versus the desert. A great place for kids up there to get their first taste of it. And then after that, let's go camping, Mom and Dad, is what happens. Now, up there at the top of the tram, you do have some excellent restaurants. You have worked hard, Peaks Restaurant. You have the cafe up there. Worked very hard to make sure that it's not just a I want to say this in a way that people are going to understand.
It's not airport food.
There, thank you. That's I'm right. trying to think. You have excellent food up
thank
there,
you.
And that's been a work in progress.
It has. Elevated Experiences took over about a year ago, and they've been working diligently to upgrade not just the facilities, but their menu and such. So we have a wonderful chef, Frank Decker, and they've brought some, and John Fritsch heads up Elevated Experiences. And Peaks Restaurant is really fine dining now. I'm very impressed. You know, they've done a great job. In fact, it was Architectural Digest last week that they called me and asked for a photo. And I went, whatever.
Yeah.
And they said it's number 8 of the world's 13 top cliffside restaurants.
Oh,
I think
really?
It's number 1 is. In fact, I wrote it down. The Post. In Big Sur, the Post Ranch Inn, but we're number 8, so it's the world's best cliffside restaurants.
Well, congratulations. That is huge honor.
Well, it is, and all around the globe. So I think it's probably a combination of both our incredible architecture, our incredible setting, and now our incredible food.
You know?
So we're very happy with that.
And for those that didn't realize that you have restaurants up there, I know they can go to the website, which is pstramway.com, but just give us some hours of operation so we have an idea of when the restaurants are open.
Lunch is like 11 to 3. Dinner reopens at 5.
Okay.
We have the Peaks Restaurant, which is the fine dining waiter service restaurant. Then we have the grab-and-go station, which is open from the morning for people from everything from breakfast items to lunch items to dinner items. And then at 4:30, our ride-and-dine cafeteria buffet is set out, and that goes until about 8 o'clock. And people can, for a combination package of $36 for adults and $23.50 for children, can include the ride and the dine. And now that it's light out until 8 o'clock, it's really a great deal for dinner and a ride.
That is a great deal. Okay, we have Restaurant Week coming up. Your restaurants are part of that. So you have a menu. Are they on your website yet?
Oh, yeah.
They're on the website.
It's on there. And you get a discounted tram fare of $18 after 4 o'clock to ride the tram as well. So it's definitely one of the signature restaurants in Restaurant Week, just because of its sheer setting. There's no place else that has
quite unique up there.
Well, we were both at the Restaurant Week kickoff for media on Friday night, so
It
was so nice to see what's coming up. I think the CVB has done a wonderful job of organizing it this year, and I think it's going to be, 110 restaurants?
A lot of restaurants, a lot of good food, a lot of great deals out there. Mm-hmm. And folks, if you've never been up to the tram up there at the top there to dine, do so, because you're going to love it. Okay, now let's talk a little bit about Mount San Jacinto State Park and Wilderness. You have tours. It is a Natural History Association. They announced their summer programs happening up there at the top of the tram.
I'm very excited about this, because when I first started there, I wondered why we couldn't do more interpretive and educational programs. And they had in the past, but there had been some change in the management at the state park side. And year and a half ago, Allison Barnes was hired as their interpretive ranger. And she has just really done a lot to reactivate that program. You know, we have the guided tours from Memorial Day through Labor Day on weekends and Saturdays and Sundays, and those are free. You just show up for those. She has, well, they used to be called Family Fun Days. Now they're called Junior Ranger Days.
Mm,
and the first
ones
are, in fact, May 27th and 28th. And she, you know, it's worked specifically with the kids then for, you know, identifying pelts and just a lot of games. And the kids just have a ball with it. And it's also free, you know, except for the tram fare, of course.
Fair.
And then the National San Jacinto Natural History Association, it's a group of volunteers under the current president is Joe Migliore. And they have put together this wonderful program of 8 programs, which first one is today, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Today is the 10 Essentials of Wilderness Travel and Special with a special undisclosed hike. A senior wilderness patroller, Carl Maple, ran that. And these run all the way through August 20th. One of them is an overnight, in fact. So the working in partnership with the tram, the state park, and the Natural History Association, they're really pushing this educational initiative, and their programs are free. They do need to pre-register for those on the NHA's website. And I'm just delighted. I'm headed soon for Washington, D.C. to meet with tour operators from around the globe. And this is something I'm really going to talk about because it is a unique, it's convenient, it's affordable, and it's just something that I think is going to really connect with people. And I hope they do it year-round.
Well, it's all very, very exciting, all happening up at the top of the Palm Springs Aerial Tramway. Remember, there's no charge for parking for residents, and locals, just keep that in mind.
And if you have a pass, an annual pass or a summer pass.
Okay, good. Good stuff, Greg. Well, you're going to have to come back sooner than in a year,
yes.
2 or 3 years from now, okay?
I know.
We have to make this a couple times a year for sure. Thanks so much for being with us, Greg Purdy. Again, all the information, folks, is pstramway.com, which is on Traveling with Francoise on a continual basis. Just go to your website up there with all the information, all the details for all the different programs are there.
They are.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for
having
me.
Having you on. On that note, we're going to step aside. When we come back, we're going to wrap up the show. We want to thank Angel View for presenting this portion of the show for us. Angel View Marts out there, they do such a fabulous job. So we'll be right back. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio. Welcome back to the show, everyone. Thanks for joining us today as the show sort of zipped on by. Like I say, we want to thank Angel View Marts for presenting this last segment of the show. So take all your used or gently used, pre-owned, gently used items to Angel View. There's a lot of marts here in the Coachella Valley, but visit their website, angelview.org. And remember, they opened that new center, a clearance center out there in Desert Hot Springs off of Dillon Road. All right, Borrego Springs Resort and Spa, they have their summer specials going on. They have their 18 holes of golf, $99 a night. Spend a night in a luxury room, round of golf, and breakfast, I think it is, offering $99 per person. Take advantage of the Borrego Springs Resort Golf Club and Spa, less than 90 minutes away. Beautiful out there as well. Check it out. All their information is on the website, travelingwithfrancoise.com. Also, whale watching. Summer's coming. Great time to still go whale watching and see dolphins and all sorts of fun stuff out there. So go to the DanaWharf.com. Again, that's DanaWharf.com. We need to have Donna call in and tell us what's going on with the whale scene right now. And for those of you who missed the first hour of the show, here's something. Our travel official transportation provider Traveling with Francoise, Coachella Valley Volkswagen off of Varner in Indio, has offered to my listeners and fans right here at the show, if you go in over Memorial Day weekend and you find a pre-owned car that you fall in love with and want to purchase, they will give you free oil changes for life.
That's awesome.
That is unbelievable.
That's a good value there.
A good value. You have to mention that you heard it on Traveling with Francoise. I will put it on the website. I'll do a couple Facebook posts about that. But again, if you buy a he's not sure what he's going to do for the new cars. He hasn't figured that out yet. But Armin was in. The general manager there said, if you buy on Memorial Day weekend a pre-owned car, you will get free oil changes for life. But you have to mention that because of this show, Traveling with Francoise is why you're buying a new car. Yeah, makes makes me want to go get a car, because that's a huge, and you know what, and it takes all that running around at all these discount oil change places, and
it gives you kind of peace of mind.
Peace, and you know how
there's a value, and then there's actual peace of mind as well.
Right, because I have heard horror stories of people who took their cars to some of these 30 minutes in or out or whatever, and they do it really quick over there too. But and then they find out that they have put the wrong oil in, or they put something on back on wrong, and that led to more problems. And so they have been. See, I've had a Volkswagen now for 4 years, just bought my new Atlas, so I am going into this a long-term relationship with Volkswagen, and they do a great job over there. So, again, free oil changes for life if you buy a pre-owned vehicle on Memorial Day weekend, and you mentioned traveling with Francoise. Adult Customized Tours, they have a lot of trips coming up. They have their Panama Canal Cruise happening in September. We are doing our Nashville trip in August. I talked about that earlier on the show. So go to their website, act-tours.com. They have a lot of day trips as well through Adult Customized Tours. So it's not, you don't have to be gone for a couple days. If you just want to get out of the desert for a day, well, you can go to the top of the tram. You can do it that way. Or you can go on a trip with Adult Customized Tours, and that will certainly have some great trips planned. So check it out. All their information is on the website, Traveling with Francoise, including past television shows now on our television show page. If you missed one, not the current episode airing, but past shows, you can go check it out, including my Blue Angels show. And you know, get caught up on all the episodes. We're going into episode 6 here. We have Carlsbad on the line for later on. We're going to be out there. And let's see, where else are we going? Carlsbad, Nashville, probably Tucson. So we have some different type of episodes coming up on the show.
You're going to go to the moon?
Maybe two. Yeah, I might do that as well. Now that I've been in the G-forces with the Blue Angels.
Yeah, you're halfway there.
At least I'll know what to expect, because it's quite something. I don't, that's tough on the body. All right, here's a little bit of industry news real quick that I want to tell you about. AAA, they are always doing all these studies, and the recent one is about family vacation. Sean, that means you and the family vacation. So it says 28% of family travelers are planning to take 3 or more vacations this year, up 13% from last year.
I would like to take 3 vacations. I don't know if I could, but I would like to.
Yeah, that's true. But yeah, I mean, that could mean just a couple days somewhere. Just
yeah,
depends.
Yeah, it could be a weekend.
All right, 79% of family clients will complete a road trip, which is the most popular type of family vacation.
You know what's funny is the road trip idea that I was talking about earlier, it was essentially Jasmine's idea.
To go.
I think it's coming back to... Mm-hmm. You know, that was always kind of the adults. It was the parents who wanted to do it, and the kids would sit in the back. Yeah, are we there yet? But now it's more, I think it's more, it's kind of going to the kids. They want to get out and see things. I think that's awesome.
My mom and dad used to make, we go on Sunday drive every Sunday, and I would, their question to me was, are you sick yet? Because I got car sick so bad. I would get car sick before I got out of the community that we lived in.
Really?
So, it was terrible. It was horrible. Terrible, terrible for me that was. But they really opened our eyes to exploring. We would just get in the car and go.
Right.
And we always had a family vacation as well. Once
cool
a year,
too.
We went on a week or so vacation. And that was you know, a big ordeal, because my dad, we had a little travel trailer. It always had to be level and all that. So you understand what I'm talking about out there. But it really does. Once you start seeing things, I think then you want to see more things.
Totally.
Yeah. It gets you going and you want to see more. So that's where I am today. All right, 7% of Americans will take a guided or escorted tour this year. 7% more Americans, I'm sorry, this year will take a guided or escorted tour. So those are becoming more popular. 51% of consumers are planning a family trip to national parks. 40% of those surveyed will visit an amusement park. So there you go. All right.
You can't go wrong with the amusement parks.
Can't go wrong, except you have to save up almost the same amount of money for a family vacation.
Maybe more.
Yeah.
You might need more.
Amusement park. So I don't know. Maybe I would take the 3 or 4 days versus the 1 day at the amusement park. Not sure. All right, everyone. I want to thank you so much for listening. We are off. Sean and I are taking next weekend off. We have some shows already pre-planned to air. Remember, go to the website, Traveling with Francoise, for all the information on today's show. The contest page, have some fun stuff up there. Everything's free. Also, don't forget that big special deal over at Coachella Valley Volkswagen on Memorial Day weekend. Have a good one. We'll see you back here on June, whatever that's going to be, the 4th or the 5th, something like that, with a new show. And remember, it's never too late to get a life. See you next time, folks.